Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, with so many of the leading destinations for U.S. pork and beef exports these days still over in Asia, smooth cargo movement through West Coast ports is absolutely critical to the success and profitability of the U.S. red meat industry. Now, Travis Arp is the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Director of Export Services and Access and says that vessel congestion at West Coast ports, especially at the Los Angeles and Long Beach port complex, has worsened here in recent weeks as incoming cargo from Asia has increased and COVID-19 has limited the availability of workers needed to handle these shipments in a timely manner.
That's led to a lot of these inbound vessels having to sit at anchor for days and sometimes even weeks at a time while they wait for the available labor to bring those ships into call. As cargo continues to come in from the Midwest, a lot of those containers end up having to sit at the terminals just waiting for an available vessel.
And USMEF says that it's working with other trade associations to raise awareness about this current situation, as the backlog has the potential to impact the entire red meat supply chain and many other sectors of U.S. agriculture. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.